Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 10 of the Seven Lakes podcast. I'm Aaron, an AV production student, and Gianna is running our soundboard. Today, we are joined by Cameron, Paul, and Nina, captains of our wrestling team. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great.
I'm doing good.
I'm doing good as well.
Well, we are certainly glad to have you guys here. Now, let's get started. How do you get involved in the wrestling program?
It started when I was filling out my course selection for my freshman year. And I wanted to do a combat sport, and I saw wrestling on there, so I just filled it out. Now I'm here.
For me, I did jiu-jitsu and other martial arts like for a long time before high school, and then my brother wanted to join wrestling when he was in high school, and I just kind of followed suit with that.
For me, it was like through my brother as well. He did wrestling throughout high school, and I didn't really know what it was at all until I joined, and then I enjoyed it a lot.
Noted. So two of you guys were involved with your brothers to be invited into wrestling, and then you just found it?
I just did it.
All right. What was something about wrestling that surprised you or perhaps you needed to adjust to?
The hard workouts every day and then still being able to go home and muster up the energy to do the work. You can't really just laze around at home because you don't get that much free time during the week because you're always at competition on Wednesdays and Saturdays.
There's also like no breaks with practices and competition and making weight and always being on top of your stuff in school.
Yeah, I also thought that having to get used to two competitions per week was kind of a lot as well.
What is your favorite part of being on the wrestling team?
Competing.
Yeah, it's also
I love competing.
I love that it's like a huge family. We're all these all together.
What are you looking forward to this season?
Winning state. Also, we go to the trip in Dallas in December.
That's also really fun because we have like a lot of the team going with us, and it's like kind of like a big fun family trip.
Okay, how does one get involved in wrestling?
Well, you can talk to Coach DeMarchi. He's an English teacher, and you can also find him in the wrestling room in fifth and seventh period or after school.
Yeah, you're never too late to join the program. We've had people who joined when they were juniors or even seniors. It's not about, you know, oh, I'm too late to join, I'll never be good, because we've had people who started as juniors and still were able to place at state.
Yeah.
You still get to train, though, every day. You get better no matter what.
Yeah, it's really just like how much you want to do for yourself and how far you want to push yourself and get better.
However much work you put in is like what you get back.
Yeah, that's one thing I really like about wrestling, too, is that like it the results you get are what you put in. You know, like, it's not just given to you at all.
How have you benefited from being on the wrestling team?
I feel like I've benefited from being able to get up from a tough loss instead of feeling like you deserve something but then not getting it. You kind of, that statement of you get what you give, I've kind of changed it to you deserve what you give, because sometimes you just won't get it. You did everything right and it just doesn't work out for you. It really develops your sense of self.
So, like, it's really taught me to just keep going either way. Like, in wrestling, like, you get no breaks, so it just keeps going. It's helped me throughout school to just keep putting in the work, and you'll get back what you put in.
I also agree. I also think that it helped teach me how to pick myself up after losses and just keep putting in hard work, like, not to get defeated just from, like, a single match or a bad practice or anything. Just keep going and just keep working hard, and it eventually will pay off and good things will come to you.
What are three things a wrestler needs to have to be, well, successful?
I think discipline for sure, because, you know, we have two competitions per week, so you have to be able to manage your weight and just be disciplined to show up on time for practice, work hard every day, and not slack off whenever you feel like you can have a kind of break. You know, like, you just got to keep going and be disciplined enough to really push yourself through each workout.
Another thing is grit. When you're out there wrestling, sometimes you're almost always going to have someone who's, you know, ripping on your head, or sometimes you'll get hurt. Your opponent may bite you or something like that. And it happens.
Hopefully not.
You got to be able to just fight through that, you know, and not be like, oh, well, I got a boo-boo or a scratch. You know, grit is really important for those successful wrestlers who fight through the pain and go out there and get it.
I also think, like, another thing that, like, a wrestler needs is, like, resilience and just going, keep just to keep going.
being able to bounce back from tough losses.
Yeah, and even like even if when you have like a tough tournament and you're supposed to do better, like still wrestle and just wrestle through the matches.
Yeah, also through like tough practices, even if you feel like you have a bad day, being able to keep going and keep working hard, not getting discouraged.
All right, well, let's see if we have any questions from our studio audience.
Hi, I'm Chinmay, and I was wondering, how is wrestling different from other martial arts?
Okay, I would say that wrestling is a lot different from other martial arts because it's just so fast-paced. And also, we don't really do any striking, stuff like that. So wrestling is more about being able to completely control somebody and get them onto their backs as soon as possible and keep them there. It's a lot different from just punching someone in the face or, like, kicking them. It's a lot about control and being able to just, like, completely dominate your other, like, your opponent.
Hi, my name is Emma, and how do you actually win a wrestling match?
Well, our team motto is pin them in the 10-foot circle. And you can either just pin them in the 10-foot circle, which is what we like to do, or if you go into more depth into it, you can score a takedown on them, which gets you 2 points. And then
there's also other points like near fall, which is after they get taken down and the referee like swipes their arm, and they can go up. Whenever they do 2 swipes, it's 2 points, and then 5 swipes is 3 points.
You get near fall by having them on one shoulder.
Yeah, when their back breaks 90 degrees is whenever near fall is counted. But usually, like for Cameron and I, that comes from a takedown. We like to do takedowns into near fall, turn them onto their back and getting near fall swipes.
For all of us, that's what we try to do for the whole team. Yeah. But Cameron and Nina are very good at doing that.
There's also a lot of other scoring in wrestling as well. It's kind of a lot to go over just in this one little session, but you can win matches on points as well. So after the 6 minutes, they have minor decisions, which is a score difference between 1 to 7 points. Yeah. And then a major decision between 8 and 14. And then there's also a thing called a tech fall, which is whenever you get 15 points above your opponent, then it's a kind of like a mercy rule where it's like an automatic win for the other person.
And if you all have the same score by the end of the match after the 6 minutes, then you go into overtime where someone has to score in, I think it's 1 minute?
Yeah, yes. 1 minute. And it's first person to score.
Takedown.
Wins.
And if y'all still don't score from there, then you have
overtime again.
Ride of, what's it called?
Like a ride out.
Ultimate ride out.
So that's like a, 30 seconds on top?
Yeah, 30 seconds on top.
For each person. Yeah. Each person, yeah. And it's whoever scores first.
And if you stand up, I think they let you keep going. And then
until 30 seconds. Then it switches so that the other person can have the opportunity as well.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's no such thing as a tie in wrestling. Like, someone always has wins. So that's really cool.
Hi, my name is Daniel. I have a question. When you wrestle, is it just you versus another person, or do y'all team up?
Sadly, we cannot wrestle with more than one
people. Tag teams. Yeah.
But, yeah, it's only one-on-one.
Yeah, only one-on-one, unfortunately. I wish we could do tag teams. That'd be so fun.
Would.
But, yeah, just one-on-one, you and another person.
Well, okay, guys. Thanks for coming to participate in our episode 10 of the Seven Lakes podcast.
Thank you for having us.
We really appreciate it.
It was super cool, super fun.